Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to tell other people where you're listening to the program and from what where you're getting your show, whether it's on the radio at WROL 950 AM or at WROLRadio.com. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Boston and or New York time, however you want to define it, or also at CatholicAudioMedia.com or on various podcast platforms. And do remember that our home platform is Podbean. So if you want to subscribe, please consider subscribing. And if you want to support the show, we'll tell you more about that towards the end. By the way, if you have any questions or comments you would like me to discuss on the radio show, you know where to send them. Either send them through CatholicAudioMedia.com in the contact tab, or you can mail them to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Well, it is Tuesday of the 12th week of Ordinary Time. Now we are in Ordinary Time totally. Every Sunday I'll be wearing green, and every weekday, with some exceptions, I will be wearing green. So here we are on Sunday, or rather Tuesday of Ordinary Time, right up until after Thanksgiving. And it's a good time for us to look at some of the issues that are affecting our church and how we can live them. One of the, of course, the biggest issues that we deal with is, of course, this concept that we are deep followers of Christ, but there's a lot of tension in the church of how you define that. And that has always been the case, by the way. That's what, you can see that in the apostles, but that's always been the case, that there's this tension of how we live as people of faith. Now, for many people who are listening who are not Catholic, one of the differences between being Catholic and not being Catholic, there's several differences, is that those who are Christian and are not Catholic, many follow what is known as sola scriptura. And what that means is everything there is to know about our faith is basically in the Bible. Whereas Catholics believe that we understand everything there is to know of our faith through tradition that is based in the Bible. It's a little bit different. It's kind of like, I don't know if you know the difference between the Orthodox Christians and, we'll say, the Roman Christians, which are actually involve a large group or a larger group than Roman Catholics. There's also Coptic Catholics and Maronite Catholics, etc. But, you know, for the most part, we'll say Roman Catholics. So what is the big difference? It happens to be one word. And the one word is that Orthodox Christians say that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father through the Son, and the Roman Catholics say from the Father and the Son. It's one word, and it really caused great dissension in the 11th century. Hence, there was a split in 1054 AD, and we've gone from there. So we can see this very powerful thing, how we can say something that's seems out of outsiders to be a slight difference and say, well, yeah, but it's kind of a slight difference. And you can realize that those who are insiders don't see it that way. So that's why we as Catholics, we follow everything we believe is based in Scripture, but we also get our teachings from the traditions of the church and from the ways people have expressed their faith over the 2,000 years since Christ, and those ways get developed, and ultimately they become a form of devotion and a form of how we live our faith and how we understand our faith. So in Catholicism, there are two legs, and in other forms of Christianity, there's one. So you understand that that may seem, again, to outsiders, well, that's a minor difference. No, actually, it can be a major difference, but that's how we see it. So, for example, let me give you a great example. many things that we now embrace in our faith have come through this road of tradition. And they've come over time that we understand our faith in a whole new and powerful way every single day. So as we go back to the words of St. Augustine and as we go back to the words of St. Thomas Aquinas, we understand that our ability to comprehend where the Lord is leading us grows over time. And so therefore, that's how tradition, we understand the Holy Spirit works through tradition. Many other Christians don't believe that. They believe strictly through the Bible. And therefore, there is that tension. Now, nothing that we believe in will contradict the Bible. And if it does contradict the Bible, then in fact, that's something that's through discernment. We go, no. That doesn't fit what we believe as Christians. So there is always that understanding, but a lot of what we believe comes through the way people have expressed their faith consistently over the centuries. And then it almost, I don't know what the right word was, but it becomes really a central part of our devotion. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out the parish. You can check out, you can send us feedback. You can send us questions. You can also donate to the show. You can connect to our Substack newsletter. More people are doing that. We're seeing more and more people sign up for that and others. So that's great. And that's always good to hear. So that's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, we come from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can find us on the web at stanthonyalston.org or through CatholicAudioMedia.com. So that's stanthonyalston.org or CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we are here discussing that a central difference between what we believe as Catholics, as Roman Catholics, and other forms of Christianity. And a lot of it has to do with we stand on two legs and others stand on one. And that's there is no political commentary with that, by the way. It's just as simple. That's how I'm expressing it. So the two legs are scripture and tradition, whereas other Christians stand strictly on scripture. And therefore, we come from that perspective. Now, we also understand that we as Catholics have this hierarchy, and the hierarchy is there to help us to discern the will of God. It's really there for that reason. It's not like a hierarchy in the military, whereas the general, or in my case, since I was in the Navy, the admiral makes a statement or the captain makes a statement and then it gets passed down and dot, 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 dot. It's really a form of discernment. As I like to explain, the bishops are the guardrails like on a road. And you can go anywhere, we'll call it a one-way road. You can go anywhere on that road, but if you start to go in a place where that road really is not geared to go to, that's where the bishops say no. That's it. No, don't go that way. But so the bishops represent the guardrails on a road. So you can express your faith any way you want within the context of that guardrail. And we can go back to, again, basing everything on scripture, on how St. Paul talks about in various places, but there's also like 1 Corinthians 12. And there's also Romans and the various things, how we all have different gifts. So whereas some person might have the gift of being charitable, With others, another person may have the gift of being an intellectual who is able to teach others deeper understandings of the faith. And they may have two totally different ways of living their faith. They may have two totally different ways. There will be some similarities, but one has a gift to go one way and the other one has a gift to go the other. It's when the road leads you off the path that the bishops will stand in and go, I'm not so crazy about you walking down that path. And that's technically the role of the bishops. So I always say the bishops are not there to tell you what to do, but to tell you what not to do. And that's where it comes from. It's that discernment. You can express your faith in any way, but if they feel that you're going down a path where you don't belong, that's when they stand up. Or at least that's where they're supposed to stand up. That's basically the way it goes. And then if by chance they do stand up and the people they are speaking to disagree, they can actually take their issues higher in the hierarchy, which would mean taking them to Rome and discussing the matters with Rome. Or for that matter, they can also, or people can write to the papal nuncio. The papal nuncio is the example of, or the version, I don't know the right word, I'm sorry, is the ambassador, in a sense, to the United States from the Vatican, from the Holy See, actually. So the people can write to the papal nuncio and say, I'm concerned about X, Y, and Z. Everyone has a right to do that and get their address. But there's all different ways, and that's how we operate. We're going to talk more about this in the next couple days, of who we are as Catholics and how we operate in our faith. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.